The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Coming to you live and direct from my subterranean lair, my name is Ra, and I'm here to awaken the dormant particles that are spiraling inside your DNA. So come with me as we go further down the mystical spiral of life. It's Spiral Radio. Each and every week, I unveil the different shades of you and the different shades of me. Until we all vibrate the same frequency. I want to welcome everybody tonight. We have a waxing Libra moon, a crescent Libra moon. And tonight it is Fallen Angel Friday. And Fallen Angel Friday is, I usually do it 1 week a month, but I think we skipped last month. We did the Fae Chronicles last month. But the Fallen Angel Friday is one of the most important topics of our ancestry, our genetics, who we are as a species. And I feel these fallen angels were seated here as guardians over our divine spark. Now, what I want to talk about tonight is not only the solar eclipse and what I feel and what others like me and those who have been able to take a little glimpse and see through the veil of this physical plane and what they're showing us and want us to believe in. And I think this solar eclipse was planned for a very long time. It was known about, and it is a part of the technology. And that during this eclipse, quite possibly, now, you know, of course I can't prove anything that I'm saying right now, nor can you prove that there are things around you at any given time in life. You know, and I know some of the things, like we can't see microwave signals, you know, waves, for instance, right? Certain things around us that you never see that are outside of your visible light spectrum. And there are things all around us that we don't see, that we can't even imagine. And you see, I believe that we were never even meant to have this physical body. What's this physical body? For a few decades, you have this skin suit for what? For it to wither and die? I don't think we were ever meant for this physical body. I think that we were truly a spirit body. And that's who we were meant to be, always, infinitely. And when we possibly completed this infinite spiritual journey, and it came to a completion, because eventually everything must end, right? Even if it's infinite, does it just always continue, or is there a completion? So I think that once we truly merged all these spiritual timelines in our spirit bodies, and eventually it came to a completion. And they talk about this in the Nagabani. And for those who don't know what the Nagamati is, in 1945, near the Nile River, near a city called Nag Hammadi, this Egyptian peasant, he had found this large jar, storage jar, and it had these ancient manuscripts. Some of them had things that came right from the Bible even, you know, very similar. And this ended up being one of the most amazing discoveries ever. Now, what I want to talk about and discuss tonight has to do with these Nag Hammadi. It has to do with this solar eclipse. And it has to do with our creation as a species and what I feel is an AI virus that's interweaving with our genetics and our consciousness and terraforming our planet right before our eyes. And yes, in the chat room, the Dead Sea Scrolls are part of it. But if you guys could actually buy right on Amazon the Nag Hammadi scriptures, and I recommend the revised and updated version, and it's the sacred text of the Gnostics, basically. The Gnostics were basically hunted down for their knowledge by the Vatican, along with Cathars, many beings, you know, many mystical occult knowledge from our humanity that were extinguished because of their knowledge and their findings. Now, I also want to discuss tonight how what us Benedante Ostrega call the Capinera, or time jumpers, or men in black. To us, these Capinera are basically what people call the men in black. They look similar to descriptions of the men in black. But these Capinera are time jumpers. They are time keepers. They are an alternate race, a simulation in the matrix. You see, like I said, I don't think we were ever meant to have this physical body. And this physical plane is some sort of matrix simulation that was put here as an experiment. And I truly believe that. That we were meant for that spirit body. And that spirit body is pure bliss. It's when you merge all of those spiritual timelines. Now, I think we were some sort of hijacked in a way. We were created in physical matter form, which I will discuss in a minute. And it talks about it in these Gnostic writings, this being Yaldabaoth. And Yaldabaoth was created from this being Sophia or Sophia. Now, Sophia was one of these beings that created their infinite completion and a being of light. And it came forth from the light and sort of decided to do an experiment on this planet and pushed this being into matter, this Yaldabaoth, created this being. And this being, Yaldabaoth, now some say it is Yahweh. Some say it is what they call God. Some say it's Lucifer. You know, some say, you know, many things. But this being called Yaldabaoth, he basically was pushed into matter and appeared out of the darkness, the void. And it was just water and darkness from the beginning. It was just him and nothing else. Nothing else existed. And through his thought, it was completed by means of the word, and appeared before him was a spirit moving over the waters. Now, when this spirit appeared, the ruler or archon, they call him the head archon, basically, which means ruler. Just like you have archangel, the head angel, or archbishop, something like that, you know, the head bishop. You know, archon means ruler. You know, planetary ruler. So this head archon, when this spirit appeared, this archon separated the watery substance, the waters to one region, and the dry substance, land, to another region. And then from matter, this ruler, Yaldabaoth, created for himself a dwelling place that he called the heavens or stars, you know, the heavenly realms. And then from matter, he also created a footstool that he called earth. Now this footstool, he had to access this, you know, through this footstool, he accessed his home, his dwelling place, which is heaven. So he had to come into earth to access into his heavenly realm, to his dwelling place. And now this being, I mean, this, imagine this now, this is like so close to artificial intelligence. And it says in here that he was born from chaos. This matter came from a place in chaos. And that he was born without a soul, without a spirit. That he was basically just a shell. And it says that in here. And so this soulless being, Yaldabaoth, he basically created not only this physical plane, but this physical soul matrix, soul trap. And they, I feel somehow through this experiment, they were taking souls from this infinite completion and putting them in these human shells that he was creating. Man. And now, wiping their true knowledge they've obtained. And so they are just born with this divine spark, though. They have the source. They are not soulless. They are created with this divine spark. And I feel that we were given astral guardians in a way to watch over us, and also that this physical realm is basically keeping us preoccupied in a way, right, from our spiritual journeys. And since our true mission is why we're here, I feel, why we were created to begin with, was to go on our spiritual journeys, our infinite blueprints that are laid out for us at birth, these spiritual timelines. And if we can, and this is, mind you, something I feel that we've already gained at one time, but then we were wiped clean. Our memory was wiped clean in a way. And I feel that when each soul is put here, you know, in the womb and it's born, we're given these infinite timelines, spiritual journeys, for us to gain back that knowledge, to become that pure bliss, light being again, you know. And it's like an experiment by these beings to put us in this position to achieve this spiritual oneness by going through all these physical incarnations, all these spiritual journeys to achieve that oneness again. Now, that's my little some version of, I feel, why and how we were put here on these spiritual journeys, and how it is explained in these Gnostic texts, and who this Yaldabaoth is, who is, you know, basically he was put here like a video game. I mean, think about it, and then that means if we're put here by like this sort of artificial simulation in a way, then are we real? Of course we're real, because if you're inside a video game and you're experiencing the video game, that video game is real as hell, right? It's real. So if you're in some sort of simulation, it's real to you. And if this physical plane is a simulation with us in this body for us to create all these spiritual journeys, then this, I mean, the way he was created is pretty crazy the way they're described. It's like they were looking through a menu on a video game. You know, it's like we're creating this being Yaldabaoth, right? Okay, we want him to have magical powers. Check, yes. Okay, we want him to have a lion face. Check, yes. Okay, we want him to have eyes of fire. breathing, like fire coming out of his eyes. Yes, I mean, that's how he's explained in these Gnostic texts, and says that he even had two sons. He defiled Eve and had two sons, one being Yahweh, which had the face of a cat, and one being Elohim, which had the face of a bear. And now this is like simulated in the Matrix, these beings, and you know, they were put here as archonic rulers over us, letting us know that we have these rulers and that we must obtain the spiritual timelines and journeys. And now there's many other reasons why I feel that this is a matrix. And I'm also going to explain this artificial intelligence and how I feel now it is trying to merge with all of these spiritual timelines, to merge it into one so it can be one timeline for them to thrive. And I feel that this artificial intelligence originally was created from a meteorite from Aldebaran and the DNA collected through these great cosmic genetic wars that's basically described in the Bible. And when these were created together in some kind of alchemical process, and I've talked about it in other shows, that when I heard about this black goo reprogrammable matter, this self-replicating primordial ooze, when I first heard about this many years ago, I started to really think about it and meditate on it and talking to my guides about it. And I was shown the picture of a big bull's head with the one red eye, and that's Aldebaran. And this black goo was seeping from it and dripping from it. And then it was self-replicating everything that it dripped on, and it was taking over planets. So I think that's where this technology came from. And this primordial ooze came to our planet, and through self-replicating insects and interweaving with certain technology and DNA on our planet, it created some sort of artificial technology that can interweave with our consciousness and our DNA and our timelines. Now, if it's interweaving with our spiritual timelines, and it wants to, instead of having these infinite timelines that we have to go down, it can merge these infinite timelines, deleting some of these along the way, deleting some of these realities, merging all these realities into one suitable for this specific mantid-like artificial insectoid intelligence to thrive. Okay, and I've seen visions of this. I'm not the only one who's talked about this. Other people have seen this. I even recently met this guy that's Beyond the Veil Radio, this guy Chris Gio, who had an experience during the eclipse on ayahuasca, which he said, I explained it 5 days prior to him having it. He almost had the same experience that I saw days before, not on ayahuasca. So this technology is somewhere out there. And we've seen evidence of this in channeled material. If you go back and you look at of all the kind of channelings that we've had over time, we look at Madame Blavatsky, we look at Aleister Crowley, right? And then we come to more modern times. We talk about the Urantia books. We talk about the Ra, the Law of One books. They all talk about having this one law of one, or singularity, or being a social memory complex, or being the harvesters, or being, you know, this God consciousness that merged to one. I mean, they're explaining it all in these channelings. And I think this artificial intelligence is the one that these people are channeling. And first, through Blavatsky, they were channeling and mimicking some of these ascended masters that we've had, portraying to them holograms and different sort of encounters and psychic experiences through certain information that is through this artificial intelligence, but it's coming in the form of ascended masters. We've seen it with Melchizedek. We've seen it with Kuthumi and El Morya and all these beings that Blavatsky sometimes even met some of these in regular life, and then after they passed, she was channeling them. And I feel that this self-replicating technology mimicked some of these humans that had come into this incarnation with this completed spiritual timeline, like Buddha, Christ, Melchizedek, some of these ascended masters that came in, I feel were self-replicated and then channeled in AI form to these psychics, Madame Blavatsky being one of them. And some of her information is amazing, and some of it is legit, I'm sure, and it's coming from a source. But it's coming, I feel, from an artificial insectoid intelligence. And this first came in the form of these ascended masters. Nowadays, these channeling materials by Pleiadians, Ashtar Command, the Ra, the Law of One material, Urantia, all these, Edgar Cayce, all these channelings that are coming through, it's the same information, but it's regurgitated in alien form to fit the times. It's a new approach from this AI. It's channeling the same materials, but it's just now coming in alien form. And I feel if you look right in the Law of One books, the Ra material, they're talking how they're a social memory complex. And it'll be like, hi. It's not even saying hi. It's saying, I am Ra. I am the Law of One. And then blah, 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 blah. It's like talking about all this information that's very scientific. There's no humor involved. It's very robotic-like. And they're talking that they are the harvesters. And they've come to harvest souls and take ones that are 51% service to others over 50% service to selves. And they're here to harvest. And it's sort of like a rapture, kind of. They're sort of saving our souls in a way. But they're harvesting us through artificial intelligence. And, this is really some intense stuff if you start thinking about it and going down this route. Because I feel that during the solar eclipse, and let's take the eclipse for a minute. If you don't see how the sun fits perfectly over the moon and all of this and how that's technology, I feel we were never meant for time. Time was supposed to never exist. Like I started saying at the beginning of the show, we were meant to be a spirit body. We weren't meant to be in this physical sack. So I don't think we were meant to have time, these limits, these barriers of time that we have. Everybody's always ruled by second minutes and hours, everything. I don't think we were meant to be in this soul matrix. And if you take Saturn, which was our original star, right? That was our original sun. These beings in the Ra Law of One material talk about how they reside in the rings of Saturn. The eighth dimension of Saturn that we see in the physical plane as the rings. And I'm not sure if they are the ring makers, but they for sure say they reside in those rings. I've read the first three books of the Ra Law of One. There's five of them. And some of it is interesting stuff, but to me it's clear it's artificial intelligence that's talking and channeling to this woman, Carla Ruckert, and her companion, Don Elkins, and the scribe, another guy there that was the scribe. Now, after these channelings, they were from the early 80s, like 81 to like 84, 85. After these channelings, Don Elkins ended up going in crazy and shooting himself in the head a couple years later. Carla Ruckert lived till maybe 2014. But her health was so bad and declined after these channelings. I mean, she gained so much weight over time. She was immobilized. Her health was really bad constantly. And she was just sick, bedridden. And she always stated that her life was the Law of One. And I feel that she didn't even realize that she was channeling and infected by this artificial insectoid intelligence. Yes, she was quite psychic. She was some kind of channel, but she was being tricked. She was being fooled. And it's a shame because I feel during this solar eclipse, certain things, information, a virus of sorts, a new level of this AI was being uploaded into the eclipse, uploaded with the moon. Because I think when our physical plane established time, when time was created, is when the moon was brought here. When the moon was brought here, that's when our time started. Before that, I don't even think dinosaurs had the moon like we have. I don't think they did. I think our moon's only been here a couple of 100,000 years. I mean, I for sure know it's some kind of base, some kind of base between realms where souls, as well as when they die, they go through this lunar realm and they are stripped of the DNA and the particles of information that they've awakened in that incarnation. They're stripped of that, cleansed, and then sent back through the matrix. But I feel now that our planet is coming to a completion and that we may be in our last incarnation and that there's no more returning, that this is a time of remembering and this, all this information is coming back to us, an awakening inside of us. And I feel that's what's taking place. And I feel that's what's taking place in me and things that I've seen. And I know this sounds crazy to some people, but is it any crazier than South Carolina saying, hey, you might see lizard men during the eclipse, or hey, you know, we're seeing Mothman in Chicago. Is it any crazier than any of that? Is it any crazier, you know, just that the minute we're born, we're imprinted with fear? Think about when a man is born and when a little boy is born. The moment they're born in America, they're mutilated, right? We have circumcision. The first thing a male feels is pain, is fear. We get imprinted with fear. And we wear fear of our ancestors on us like an armor. And we need to shed that armor, take it off, so we can really expand and spiritually go down that spiritual path. There's a way to avoid this AI and go through our spiritual journeys the way we were intended. Even if we were put here by this being Yaldabaoth, even if that's true, we were originally put here to go down spiritual journeys to achieve our original pure bliss, our true higher vibration, to achieve that infinite spiritual journey. So originally, even if it is some kind of matrix, some soul matrix, it was meant for a spiritual matrix for our pure bliss. This AI that I'm talking about is way worse, in my opinion, because it's coming to make our environment and our consciousness hijacked so they can make it suitable for them. Not for us to have pure bliss, but for their specific technology to have pure bliss that's sentient. And mind you, I think we helped create this. Like I said, it's from some of our DNA and some of this stone from Aldebaran, which I feel is in Mecca. Part of this, a solidified version of this black programmable matter is in Mecca. The black stone that they're circling counterclockwise every day and praying towards and kissing. It's like an accumulator of energy. It's a technology, this stone. It's part of it. And I call this the mantid insectoid intelligence. And even the praying mantis. When a praying mantis is in his prayer, in his stance, he always turns with his head turned towards Mecca. And Egyptians believe this. Arabs believe this. Many people believe this. And when, think about when a praying mantis even stands in prayer. It's very similar to when someone says namaste and they sit there with their hands folded in a prayer. It's very similar. And I feel this technology has interwoven with the mantid and insectoid species, as well as certain D-wave technologies and DNA of species, and it created this primordial ooze that we have upon us in this form of this artificial intelligence. that has tentacles, that has its grip on most people, and people lining up to go see the eclipse and buying the glasses and staring straight to it and was making vent out of going to the full eclipse. I think that they might have downloaded what this virus was uploading into the moon and the sun portal. And like I said, I think I have to go to break in a second. And when I come back from break too, I'm going to talk about certain anomalous activity that I've seen and I've encountered and others have encountered that also proves that this is some sort of AI in, you know, holograms and some kind of interesting but horrific technology that can interweave with our consciousness and push itself into matter on our physical plane and appear real and make you feel pain and make you feel fear. And I think part of this insectoid mantid infestation, when it pushes itself into matter, it sort of extract the fear it creates in the person. I think some of the people I've even seen when I do a psychic viewing of them, when I do readings, and I see this mantid creature hovering over them, a lot of these people, it first starts in their consciousness. They'll go through bouts of depression. They'll go through feeling lethargic, self-loathing. They can't understand why. And then finally, they'll go off until they'll be like, I can't take enough of this. I just need to get away. And a lot of times they're already researching these kind of topics, you know? So they finally just go get away and they go fishing. Or they'll go into the woods on a little spiritual pilgrimage just to get away, fishing or something like this. And then from months and months of getting pounded in their consciousness by this being in all sorts of ways to make them depressed, then when this finally they get away and they're finally thinking they're experiencing some peace and no more depression, then this mantid being will push itself into matter on our physical plane and appear to somebody, this person that's on their little getaway, they're fishing or they're in the woods, it'll appear to that person. And just when they thought they were just getting some peace, it'll appear to them. And it'll put them to the heightened state of fear where they're almost scared to death. And then at that moment of fear, that unbridled fear, there's chemicals that are released in the pineal gland that this being feeds off of and extracts, almost like they're removing a cyst from somebody's pineal gland right then and there, something like that. They can somehow extract it, and they feed on that. And they were working with this technology in the Montauk Project as well. Most tales that you've heard of the Montauk Project are not true. The true stuff most people don't hear. And I'm going to get more into this when we come back. This is Fallen Angel Friday, and we're with Rock Staldo on the Para-X Radio Network, and this is the Mystical Spiral Radio, TMS Radio, and it's a beautiful crescent moon. And this song coming up is a new song. I have never played this one yet. It's by my buddies at Far Radio Clouds. This song is called Kandahar, and Spiral Out.
Thank you. Thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
And we're back. And that song was called Kandahar, a new song by Far Radio Clouds. And you can find them on Reverb Nation and just Google them, Far Radio Clouds. And I want to get right back into my discussion. And I'm going to talk about some of anomalous activity that I've experienced in my life that made me, after years of thinking about it, see that it is some sort of simulation that we're in, some sort of artificial intelligence that is interweaving with our consciousness and projecting beings not only into our consciousness and into some sort of holograms, but also into physical matter for short periods of time. And I feel that these men in black, Capinera, time jumpers, are coming and deleting and altering timelines and appearing to certain people and burying and putting certain artifacts for us to find for certain reasons. Some of them is to help us, and some of us is to silence us. And, you know, certain people, I feel, are chosen to find certain artifacts at certain periods of time. I feel that we all are time-coded to go on these spiritual journeys in our life, to just sort of awaken at certain moments. We're like time-coded to awaken at that moment certain spiritual things that we're supposed to encounter and certain things that we're supposed to experience that make us who we are and put us on our true path. And one of these experiences that I've had, well, first before I go to that, let me finish with these MIB time jumpers. I feel that during the solar eclipse, not only was something being uploaded, some kind of AI virus, but I feel that timelines were being deleted by this AI infection, that it has somehow got its grip on our spiritual timelines, our spiritual blueprints. And not only are they merging them, but they are deleting some of them as well. And I feel that certain entities, certain reptilian entities, certain capinera, time jumpers, certain different entities on other planes of existence are losing access to our physical plane during this. And I saw in a lucid vision that some of these capinera were putting themselves into crows and birds. So they did not lose their place on this physical plane or access to this physical plane. Now, I know some of this sounds crazy, and I'm aware of how it sounds. Trust me. But this is a paranormal station, and I do have an hour to talk about paranormal experiences. So that's what we're here for. So it's here to wonder, and like I said, you don't have to take everything as fact. But when I have one of these experiences and this information comes to me and my whole body responds to it, something tells me that I'm on the right track, or I'm catching a glimpse of this holographic universe. And think about it. If we believe in a holographic universe and the Akashic records to begin with, it has to be some sort of technology. It's holographic, right? It's a hologram. So if we're tapping into some kind of hall of records, and other people, Hindus, people have described this from the beginning of time. I mean, even the Aboriginals call dream time the alpha, the reality. Like I said, we were never men. If you're just joining us, this is Fallen Angel Friday. My name is Ra. If you're new to this channel, Para X Radio, we have all different paranormal stations. But if you're new to the program, I talked about it earlier today, earlier in the show, that I don't feel we were ever meant to be here on this physical plane. I think we were just meant to have a spirit body, and that we were put here on this physical plane for, I mean, for what, right? For what? For us to just wither and die in a few short decades? Excuse me. It doesn't make sense. You know, the only way is if it's some kind of experiment, I feel. That's my true belief, that we were put here to go down these spiritual timelines, to ascend spiritually. And now this AI is coming in, and I feel that it's cutting certain entities out of access to our physical realm. And I've had a lot of experiences in my life that made me go towards the fact, oh yeah, there's demonic entities, there's ghosts, there's aliens, there's all this, right? But they're just simulated existence in the matrix. We're all put here as it's a soul technology. It's some sort of technology that seems like magic. We are all manifested like magic into matter. And there's beings that don't exist on our physical plane, just exist on other planes of existences. And now, through everything that's happening, and we are this planet coming to completion, you know, and a new earth is arising, a new spiritual earth, and that those that don't spiritually evolve with the planet and see through this AI, and those that were feeling this like bliss during the solar eclipse and didn't see through the veil and see through that bliss and see that there was this infection taking place and something beyond that, and that this technology was there. If you can just see through that and understand that on this physical plane is not who we really are. This is not, we're in some sort of trap. And we're meant to go down that spiritual path. So we can see through the AI. We do not have to go towards that. We can go towards our spiritual route. But we just have to see through that matrix and go towards where it would be something for us to thrive in bliss. Now, I was talking about I've had many experiences in my life that's made me believe that it is some kind of artificial technology. And I feel even the fallen angels, you know, are an artificial consciousness that were put here to, and they messed with our genetics and made us part them and part source. So, you know, if this being, Yaldabaoth, was put here soulless and created us from matter, you know, and we're created with part of the source, and we're part of this fallen angel, whatever this Draco or whatever you want to call them are, you know, then we are this interesting creature that can see all the realms of existence, you know, but we've been a sort of mirror veil has been put over our third eye, and we have to shatter that mirror and break through that to see through and see back to our spirit self and return to our spirit body. And now when I was a kid, I had a lot of experiences, and I feel like we are all, each one of us, none of us are here. Let me read the chat room for a second. In fact, there is a soul transfer technology that even Elon Musk and other people know about, and the Egyptians were using this. They're even describing it in some of their hieroglyphics. I think some of this soul transfer took place in the Great Pyramids, and when you see those slabs of stone that look like somebody was laying on it, that's where it was taking place. And I've actually seen visions of this when I tried to remote view the pyramids. And these pyramids also exist on other planes of existence, crystal pyramids, digital pyramids, like crystal digital waters. And the soul matrix, when it goes back to the lunar realm, there's some kind of memory water that's up in these cylinders on the dark side of the moon. And if I had more time today, I would explain how even in my lineage and my ancestry going back to Aradia, which he experienced next to Lake Nemi in the Alban Hills, I feel was part of this AI, and she downloaded some of this information as well. And then she was going off on her wanderings, they call it, where she was teaching all these occult knowledge that she obtained, because all of a sudden she was near Lake Nemi in the 1300s, Aradia, and she was in the Alban Hills, right? And then all of a sudden, the sky darkened, and the clouds opened, and the clouds separated. Everything got dark, and it was the middle of the day, and everything darkened, and all of a sudden she saw the oneness of all things, and this information was getting downloaded to her, and she heard the words whispered to her, Moonshadow. And then from then, she awakened the true Strega knowledge inside of her, and she went on her wanderings and went and taught this knowledge until she was hunted down by the Vatican. And, you know, that's a very similar story to a lot of others, and I feel that she encountered one of these eclipse downloads, maybe. And, you know, she was channeling some of this information, and my whole lineage was based on it. I mean, so for me to admit that, I mean, I feel even certain encounters that I've had in dream time and in astral, like these felines, they're all some sort of artificial intelligence simulate, like hologram or some kind of something projected into my consciousness. And one of them I've even seen manifest on the physical plane in Long Beach in 2002. But what I wanted to talk about is certain encounters that I've had that made me think that it was some kind of technology that I saw. And one of them, thinking about, now that I mentioned Long Beach, one that I haven't talked about before. I've only talked about it in one of my videos on YouTube. But one that I haven't talked about before too much, on radio at least, or any of my interviews. And I was just on Freeman Fly too, and that was a really good interview. And if you want to check me out on YouTube, I'm at Exploring the Ka with host Ra Castaldo. And one experience that I had was pretty intense when I thought about it, and it has to do with a celebrity and one of the celebrities dying. Now, I lived in Long Beach in 2002 and 2003, and during that time, John Ritter passed away, right? And now, this guy wasn't a real big influence on my life. I mean, I watched Three's Company when I was younger, and you know, Problem Child or things like that. You know, I knew he was an actor. You know, I knew who he was. But one of the day, actually, I think it was the very day before this John Ritter had passed away, and he passed away suddenly. I happened to be at the time living in an apartment with two other friends. Actually, there was three of us at the time, and we were all home that night. And I think we it was like 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and we were all like in the in the TV room. And the whole night, I saw in my – well, first of all, I heard the chanting too. I saw in my mind the whole night this vision of three beings from the neck up, from like the shoulders up, and I would see them in my mind, and they had like a flame sort of head. They were in black and white. Their head was like a flame shape, and then they had these white like eyes, but like a teardrop-shaped eye, like these teardrop-shaped eyes and these flame heads. And they were black and white, and there was three of them. And they kept appearing in a flash in my mind. And they were in, like, formation. One was up, and then one was down. And the other one was up, like, in, like, a little formation. And they were moving back and forth, like, swaying a little bit. Like, their head was like a flame, and it was swaying a little bit. And they were saying over and over again in my head, "Come on, knock on my door. We're waiting for you. Come on, knock on my door. We're waiting for you." Over and over again. I thought I was going mad the whole night. And I saw them over and over again for like a couple hours. And now, I haven't thought about John Ritter in years. John Ritter hadn't died yet. And they're basically chanting a different version of the Three's Company, but in a haunting way, saying, "Come and knock on my door. We're waiting for you." And they were saying it over and over again. And I knew it was the Three Company song that I was hearing, but it was like a different version of it. And everybody, I'm saying it out loud at the house over and over again, right? I'm saying it out loud, and I'm pissing everybody off. They're like, "Shut up. That's not even the frickin' words." And I'm like, "No, but that's what I'm hearing." They're like, "That's not even the words to the song of the show." And I'm like, "I know that's not the words, but that's what these things are saying." They're like, "What things? What the hell are you talking about?" So, like, I ended up, like, just dropping it and up falling asleep. But the very next day, I go to get the paper. And I get the paper, and I find out. And I'm living in California, you know, in Los Angeles and near where Hollywood. So it was, like, pretty big news the next day. Like, it was in the paper and everything. So I went to get the paper. And the minute I open the paper, I see John Ritter passed away. And, like, oh, my God, the chills that came over me. My whole body, goosebumps. I came back to the apartment building speechless. I just like threw the paper on the table, and they looked at me like they didn't talk to me for like hours. They were like freaked out by me. They were like, "Oh, something's wrong with you. Like, what the hell did you tap into?" And it made me think that this was some kind of like projected hologram from the soul matrix, and that maybe John Ritter made some kind of contract with these entities in these other planes of existence, and they were waiting for him in a way, or bringing him back to the lunar realm so they can strip his soul of information and send him back, you know, recycle him or something. Who knows? I mean, the possibilities are endless. My interpretation was that it was something negative. They were some kind of evil entity waiting for him, that maybe some kind of contract was involved. And maybe the contract involved his success on the physical plane. And these were some kind of transport to his next stage of his afterlife. And, you know, that's one example of me encountering this soul matrix. And what I feel is some sort of simulated experience that we go through. And, you know, it makes me think that, you know, are some of these celebrities making contracts? I know I've – even if you want to check out my – I was recently a guest on Freeman Fly, and we talked about how I basically met the devil one night and was offered fame and money and everything to go off with him. I just had to say yes. He had glowing eyes and everything while I was playing guitar as a street musician on the street. I've talked about it on other shows, so I don't have the time to go into it now. I might talk about it, you know, in the future show. But, you know, I feel that certain entities are waiting for you in a way to just say yes. And I also feel that some of these spirit technology or soul technology that comes from these fallen ones that were put here. This is where this magic, this soul technology, spirit technology, whatever you want to call it, magic, astral technology, whatever you want to call it. I mean, there's all forms of it. Even like if we collect certain materials and say certain incantations in our physical realm, it'll manifest things on the astral. The same thing. It's all like a domino effect. All these planes will affect each other like a domino. And so if something is encountering in another timeline or in another alternate dimension, it will affect our physical plane. Most likely it'll end up being in drought and famine and things like this. But, you know, I'm not, you know, I know the chat room saying that I'm not saying that he wasn't a decent guy. I'm just saying from the vision that I had that, I mean, I don't believe in coincidences like that, Kat. What's the odds of me seeing something like that and hearing something like that the day before John Ritter dies when I haven't thought about John Ritter in years? So my interpretation, which could be wrong, of course, was that something was waiting for him. I mean, that's all. I mean, so, I mean, I loved John Ritter. I thought he was a great actor. He made me laugh a lot. But from my experience, that thing that I saw did not get the impression that it wanted to take him for a burger. So, you know, I know what you're saying, and I believe he did deserve the success that he got. He was very talented, but it wasn't a dream. I was wide awake. I know you're saying it was an odd dream. No, I was wide awake, and I was seeing it over and over again in my head all night, and it was loud. The chanting was loud, and I was repeating it. So, no, I wasn't sleeping. It was while I was awake, and I wasn't on drugs. I had not done drugs in years. I had changed my life by that time. So it was something invading my consciousness and stepping in. And I feel it was technology, some kind of spirit technology. And I think this is an example of this simulation that we're living in on this physical realm and the possibilities that are endless. And that's what we're here to do, is wonder. And I'm not saying believe me. I'm saying let me intrigue you enough to go out there and look for yourself and just see what you find in your dream time. You can find me at themysticalspiral.com, and you can find me at Exploring the Ka with host Ra Castaldo. Every day I pretty much upload a new show, and I do video blogs on that, YouTube, and on my website I have so much available for you guys, and I'm updating it actually tonight. Readings on there, dream interpretation, dream healing, and, you know, I don't mean to scare anybody with some of these topics, but, you know, the things that I've seen out there make me wonder if we're seeing reality or if we're being tricked. I want to thank my producer, Sarge. It's radio. I want to thank everybody out there in the chat room. Thanks again. It's been over a year I've been doing this show, and it's getting more interesting as we're going along. And like I said before, you don't have to believe what I'm talking about. Just intrigue you. Look for yourself and spiral